This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Someone in town, just Healthy Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. This show's all about living better. It's about taking you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Why? Because we were designed to thrive, not just barely make it. We were designed to really live a great life, be full of energy, and be able to go to that next level. In this show, we want to help you do that. Coming up, I got some great tips about fitness and weight loss this hour. You don't want to miss that. Great stuff happening here. We had Jim in Oklahoma City send us an email. He says, in the last few months, I've had several bouts with the flu. Is there any way to prevent this? Well, a couple of things, Jim, you want to focus on. Of course, it's building the immune system. That's the key. And in building the immune system, there's a couple of tips. I mean, your eating habits, in my opinion, I think are very important, because what you eat, what you put inside your body becomes your body. And your immune system, if you eat a lot of the junk processed foods, a lot of heavy sugars, it can lower the immune system pretty significantly. But if you increase the fruits and vegetables, which only about 1.5% of Americans actually eat. Now, if you increase the fruits and vegetables that many times, that will boost the immune system quite a bit, because you're going to get tons of vitamin C and vitamin E and a lot of the antioxidants out of these fruits and vegetables that can make such a huge impact in your overall health. So, again, one of the great tips and starting points of getting yourself where you need to be is key. Now, you can look at supplementation. Of course, I'm a big fan of vitamin D. And D3 has been researched and studied now so much that we know that getting your D levels up between about 60, 70 to 90 on the blood test makes a enormous difference, a huge difference in our immune system. So when you look at colds and flus, bacteria, viruses, and the ability of catching those or having those, you know, kind of be more prevalent in your body on a regular basis, it's because your immune system's low. And when the immune system gets low, you have to do some things to build it back up. And that's one of the big keys to be able to do that. So get your doctor to check some lab work to see where the vitamin D3 levels are. That is a big key. Many times you'll find people that have recurring infections have low D levels. And the two definitely go hand in hand. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website and listen to On Call Radio, of course. A lot of myths and facts about blood clots that we see. Of course, DVT, the deep vein thrombosis, is potentially a dangerous blood clot that can form in any deep vein without you knowing it. And if it breaks free, it can travel through your body and eventually lodge itself in the arteries and lungs. Well, the problem is, there's such a big risk in the public health sector of this. There's been almost a call to action. The U.S. Surgeon General has seen, and we're seeing so much of this, that the DVT and the pulmonary embolism has become a challenge. Stanford University Medical Center in California, as well as the co-founder and medical board chairman of the Grand Rounds, we had Dr. Rusty Hoffman. He said, if you're young and healthy, here's some myths and truths about it with DVT. So, again, anyone can get a blood clot. You don't have to be someone in your elder years to get that. You can be very young and still get it. It depends on the physiology of the body and what actually is happening on the inside. So the myth is you're young and healthy, so you don't have to worry about it. Well, the DVT does not discriminate. Dr. Hoffman said, while it's true that as you age, you have a slightly higher risk, many people that they see with DVTs are in their 20s and 30s that this can happen to. So if the DVT is going to form, there's really nothing you can do to stop it. So your likelihood of getting a blood clot And that's a myth. There's nothing you can do. Well, your likelihood of getting the blood clot is based on other factors related to your health, several of which you have control over. So these include obesity, smoking, taking birth control pills, immobility, and dehydration. So staying healthy, exercising, drinking lots of water, and quitting smoking. Hoffman said it's really not that hard. I tend to agree. So pregnant women also have an increased risk of developing a DVT until about 6 weeks postpartum. And having the surgery or breaking a bone also raises your risk if you're immobilized. So talk to your doctor about how to avoid DVTs in this kind of situation. It's another big myth. You'll know if you have a DVT because you'll feel a lot of the pain in your leg or your thigh. It's one of the big warning signs that you have one of these going on. A lot of the pain in the leg and thigh. Well, that's a myth, because the fact is the most important indicator of a DVT is swelling, said Hoffman. So the vast majority of people feel pain in the leg or thigh, but Hoffman pointed out that there are many reasons for leg pain, not for the swelling. The swelling many times can lead into a blood clot. Another symptom that they see typically in a lot of patients is low back pain in the pelvic area, specifically the sacrum at your tailbone. If you have pain and or swelling, you're suspecting a DVT, go to the emergency room, underground, an ultrasound, rather, can diagnose a clot pretty easily. Now, another one is the only way to combat economy class syndrome is to buy a seat in first class. When you're flying, by the way, most people associate flight-related blood clots to the altitude or the size of your seat, but really has everything to do with the movement of your legs. Instead of adding, if a blood clot could show up while flying is actually rare, so the best way to avoid a DVT on an airplane or even sitting at your desk is to move your legs. Suggest that put the pedal to the metal movement. It doesn't bother me. I shake and move my leg all the time. I don't like to sit. It's just one of my deals. And, of course, if you constantly get up, one of the big deals, if you're on a flight more than 2 hours or if you're sitting at your desk more than 2 hours, get up and walk around for about 10 minutes. And that'll make a big difference in the circulation and the blood flow for what you'll need. That's what Hoffman recommended. So, again, DVTs, we're seeing them more and more, and it's something that's not talked about. I mean, it's just not like the hot topic of the day by any means, but it is something that we all need to be aware of, and it's not just for, you know, elder people. It's for us. I mean, even if you're in your 20s, 30s, or 40s, making sure that you stay active, that you're not sedentary, which we tend to get when we get into a place where we get into work and all of that. So you want to get into in a position where you really can begin to thrive and not just barely make it. It goes down to the choices that we make every single day. And it matters. But we have to begin to make better choices for our health. And when it comes to exercise, which a lot of folks don't do, when you get out and you can set aside some time, I'm a big fan of setting aside about 15 minutes a day. So even if you don't do anything else, and you can get out and walk for 15 minutes, or ride a bike, or stationary bike, or get on a treadmill, have your life set up where there's no excuses. Have your life set up so really you can begin to function and to thrive and to do well and not be so dependent on everybody else. I mean, you know what I mean? As far as getting to a place where it's not about the weather, it's not about you don't have a partner, it's not about you don't have someone to exercise with. Make it so there's no excuses, because you're always going to find one. It's raining outside, it's too cold, it's too hot. Find a way to do it. If you find a way to do it, you're going to be successful. And circulation, aerobic activity for our cardiovascular system is absolutely vital for optimal health. And with DVTs, deep vein thromboses, and the blood clots, it's beyond essential. Coming up, more information to empower your health, and we're going to jump into the calls.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
You and show you that really there are ways to go to that next level, and you don't have to be stuck where you are. And it comes down to our choices. The most powerful tool that we have in our toolbox is the power to choose. And that can, the amazing part about that is, even if life is throwing you certain circumstances now, you can make some radical changes and really transform them for the better. But you have to want to do that. It has to come to you, and you have to want that. So when you get to the place where you want it, then that's where you're going to get the victory. It really is that simple. So, for example, losing weight. You can say, well, I sure would love to lose weight, or you know, I saw this thing on TV, or I'm going to get started on a new diet on Monday. You know, it's like almost like Monday never comes. And if you get that made-up mind, if you have that mindset that nothing's going to keep you from your success at losing weight, or nothing's going to keep you. You know, if you're 45 or 50 and you're taking four medications and you said, enough, I'm done, and I'm not going to take it anymore, and I'm not going to let myself get into my 60s and 70s being dependent on medications and not transforming my lifestyle, working 80 hours a week, working myself into an early grave, and having low energy levels, barely enough energy to focus and take care of my family and be a part of there. I mean, enough of it. So if you get to that level and get to that place, then it's like the pain and pleasure concept. Tony Robbins talks a lot about that in his teachings and that sort of thing. If you've ever listened to him about pain and pleasure, and it's just old school psychology, really. I mean, everybody really kind of got into that, but it's the way we're designed. You're either going to lean toward pain, and it's going to move you toward pleasure. If you get into pleasure, you're going to find out what brings you pleasure, and then you're going to focus on that. But that's what creates the change, is getting to one of those areas. But if you get into enough pain, then you'll begin to transform. You'll move away from that, whatever it takes. And again, when it comes to weight loss, fitness, health, any major disease process that you can manage. I mean, obviously, if it's some kind of genetic issue or stage 4 cancer, you can still make strides, but you may be limited on your recovery ability. So if you are in a place that you can really thrive, then making better choices is what it comes down to. And that's the power that we have. That's what I love about that, is that we really have that power to choose to go to that next level. But we have to make that decision. Nobody else can do that for us. We have to do that. And at the end of the day, if you make that decision to do that, then you're going to win. And everybody else around you will win as well. 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. If you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, check out the website. You can find out information there and find one of our team members in your area as well. Let's go to the phones and talk with Joyce. Hi, Joyce.
I want to know, what's the difference between buying vitamins, say, at Walmart versus a health food store? And whatever the difference is, what vitamins do you recommend?
It's a really good question. I mean, the deal is, when you look at vitamins, there is a difference, first and foremost. So a lot of people say, well, you know, one costs $5, another's $40. What's the difference? Well, it's a $5 one. Well, you get what you pay for. I mean, the quality is there. I mean, think about it. In supplements, they have ingredients, and you've got synthetic ingredients, you've got whole food ingredients, and you've got ones that work well and ones that don't. I mean, it's just that simple. So you do, with vitamins and supplements, you get what you pay for. If somebody's marketing whole food, organic, you're going to pay a little bit more, but the quality is going to be more. And I mean, the reality is, you probably have to go through 4 or 5 bottles of the $5 one to get the same dosage and strength and quality as the $40 one. So it's kind of like you're going to spend the money anyway. You might as well spend it on something that actually works. It's the same with our health care. People don't get it. They're starting to get it. And the younger generation definitely is getting it, because they're investing in more healthy eating patterns and habits, going more for whole foods and that sort of thing. as far as their daily eating habits versus a lot of the fast food and processed food. And they're jumping in and making these better food choices because they know that they can live healthier, they can have less chance of disease, and they'll spend less money later on in their latter years on healthcare costs. And it's true. I mean, eat like you want, do what you want. That philosophy of the baby boomer generation. Now the baby boomers are kind of like, well, wait a minute. How come I'm taking a bunch of medications and the doctor's diagnosed me with all these health challenges? What is the deal? Well, the deal is you came up in a generation that pretty much did whatever they want. And you lived in that and you made those choices. Not that it's your fault, but it's just one of those situations where if you knew better, you'd do better. Well, now you know better, so we can make better choices. Here's the great news about all this. With the whole choice concept, you know, making good choices and bad choices about our lifestyle, the good news is that the body is powerful and it can regenerate. And each day, old cells die off, new cells form. And we can get a brand new body roughly every couple of years, the way it regenerates in the pattern. Some areas take a little bit longer. But what's incredible about that is it doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter about the choices that we've made in the past. We can make new choices. And when you do, your body can transform. It's incredible and powerful to know that we have that kind of power in the palm of our hand that can literally transform everything that we do. So if you've been sick, or the doctors have diagnosed you somewhere, just know you can make better choices. And it comes down to your eating habits, your sleeping habits, exercise habits, and your emotional environment that you have, physical environment, toxins in the environment. It's pretty basic. I mean, health is not difficult. Health is pretty simple. And if you manage some of the core principles about living a healthy lifestyle, then you can win. But if you don't, and that'll put you in a really tough spot. On this show, we want to help you win and help you get there. A lot of information is on the website. We're going to take some calls here when we come up. Also, I've got our food of the hour. You don't want to miss it because it's one of the foods that I think is a powerful superfood. Anti-cancer, great cardiovascular benefits. It's incredible. We'll be right back to talk about that. 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump opened a campaign rally in Wisconsin by condemning the mail bombs sent to half a dozen Democrats, including former President Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton.
The federal government is conducting an aggressive investigation, and we will find those responsible, and we will bring them to justice.
Critics say the president bears some of the blame for creating a political climate that could spark violence. The president said that acts of violence won't be tolerated. But Democrats like Senator Chuck Schumer and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi say those words ring hollow in light of the president's rhetoric of supporting neo-Nazis. And CNN President Jeff Zucker said that there's a total lack of understanding at the White House about the seriousness of their attacks on the media. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
There as well, a network and team that we're building all around the country to be able to help you and help you go to that next level with your health and with your life. Food of the hour that we want to talk about. We want to talk about cucumbers. So cucumbers are incredible. And remember, food can either bring health to the body or it will take health out of the body. Depends on which way you go and the kind of foods that you have. But cucumbers are loaded with all kinds of phytonutrients, as we call them. A lot of anti-inflammatory benefits, anti-cancer benefits, and strong antioxidants. So the flavonoids are really strong. The lignans are really strong in them. And the health benefits all the way around are fantastic. The cucumbers are a valuable source of conventional antioxidant nutrients, including vitamin C, beta-carotene, manganese as well. In addition, the cucumbers contain numerous flavonoid antioxidants, along with quercetin and lutein. A lot of the animal studies have been done on the fresh extracts from cucumbers and have been shown to provide specific antioxidant benefits, including increased scavenging of the free radicals, which is powerful. Now, the anti-inflammatory activity, it inhibits the pro-inflammatory enzymes, cyclooxygenase 2, or COX-2 as we call them, And by preventing the overproduction of nitric oxide in situations where it could increase the likelihood of excess inflammation as well. Now, the anti-cancer benefits are pretty amazing with this. The research on the anti-cancer benefits of cucumber is still in the preliminary stage and has been restricted so far to lab and animal studies. So interestingly, however, many pharmaceutical companies are actively studying one group of compounds found in cucumber. And it's in the hope that the research may lead to the development of new anti-cancer drugs. So these components, they combine with A, B, C, and D, and E, have all been identified with fresh cucumbers. And, of course, the second group of these phytonutrients are known to provide anti-cancer benefits, and they're called lignans. So multiple lignans are found in the cucumbers themselves and have a reduced risk of the estrogen-related cancers, including cancers of the breast, ovary, uterus, and prostate, have been associated with the dietary lignans from the plant foods like cucumber. So a lot of great benefits. And that's what's so great about foods. Remember, foods can bring health to the body in a very powerful way if we eat the right kinds and we make the right decisions and make the right choices. And we should be good to go with that. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web, oncallradio.com. Let's go to George now. Hi, George.
Concerning granuloma annulare, the skin condition that I have.
Well, granuloma, depending on the severity of it, one of the big keys, I mean, as your dermatologist is probably guiding you in this, one of the keys for that is making sure that your body has lowered, well, the lowest possible amount of inflammation in the digestive tract. You accomplish that by eating the right kind of foods. So cutting out dairy products, wheat products, any kind of bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, just for a short period of time. See if you have any negative or positive reactions by doing that. Then you can get some testing done for different foods, food allergy testing, which can be very, very helpful too. And a lot of the cyst-type formation that happens in the body many times can happen due to a lack of the body to be able to break down proteins effectively. And if the body doesn't break down the proteins well, that's where the challenge really begins there. So I kind of encourage you to look at that. And your physician can kind of guide you. They can do some blood testing. But look at your overall digestive patterns. I mean, if you digest well, it's no big deal. But if you don't, then it is. And, of course, you can do things like apple cider vinegar. They can increase the stomach acid itself so it can break down the proteins better, because that's typically what happens. What happens is when you start throwing off excess histamine some, and even we talked about with any kind of cystic formation in the body at any level, you want to cut down the inflammatory process, and the way to do that typically is get the proteins to break down just a little bit more. But that's something I would look into. Also look into the omega-3 fatty acids, because cod liver oil or even salmon oil, krill oil, any of those can make a dramatic difference in, you know, your overall health and for your skin, especially with a condition like that. You want to do everything you can to build and as far as supporting the body all the way around. All right, 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website, oncallradio.com. So much is going on with our health. And I tell you, with basal cell carcinoma, it's been popping up a lot, literally. And it's a form of skin cancer. And of all the types to treat, the basal cell, really, they're saying, dermatologists are saying now, that it's the most frequently seen. About 1 million Americans are diagnosed with the disease each year. In addition to being quite common, the basal cell carcinoma is also one of the easiest types of skin cancer as well. So where to find it? Well, of course, the basal cell can pop up anywhere on the skin, but most likely be found in the areas that you see the most sun with. So, of course, it just depends, but it can be certain areas. The American Cancer Society said that while doing your monthly skin exam, here's what to look for on the spot signs of basal cell carcinoma. So scaly skin, look for a flat spot that might be skin toned or brown that's also a little bit scaly in texture. Look at open wounds as well. So any open wound on the skin that won't heal, if it's bleeding or has some fluid coming out, that could be an issue. Bumps as well. Any smooth, shiny, or waxy-looking bump that is peat red or white in color, maybe darker on people that have darker skin. But these bumps often turn into crusty and dip down in the middle, and they may bleed and have tiny blood vessels in them. You want to be cautious of those. A white patch on the skin looks like a scar, is another one. It's rare, but it's less noticeable on the other sides. And then a pink spot. Any raised pink patch of skin, maybe crusty or depressed in the middle, could possibly be a form of basal cell carcinoma. So keeping an eye on the skin and getting regular checkups with your dermatologist is going to make a big difference as well. So a lot of the risk factors for the basal cell is seen by too much exposure to the sun, although anyone really can develop it. And don't forget, with the basal cell, you always want to look at the inside out. So whatever's going on inside the digestive system is going to make an impact on the skin. The reason is that the skin is the largest organ that we have. And understanding that, then it's not just what the sun does to us, but we have to look at our environment. We also have to look at what we put inside of our body every single day, the foods that we use every single day, and the nutrition that we put inside of our body. All of that makes an enormous impact on the cells of our skin. And so if you don't have the right things going in, then you can't make the right kind of cells, right? Pretty simple, just like for anything else. So one of the things we know about the risk factors, number one, exposure to the sun. So you got to look at the hours you spend in the sun, and that will determine a lot of your risk factor. Light skin, so if you're fair-skinned, you're likely to burn and freckle, so you're at an elevated risk already. The male gender, men are a greater risk than women of getting basal cell. And, of course, the family history. So if you have a close relative that has basal cell, then your risk goes up. Compromised immunity, too. So if your immune system is weakened from a chronic health condition or medication, your risk will go up as well. So the bottom line is on basal cell skin cancer is that knowing the risk factors and warning signs of basal cell skin cancer makes it possible for you to catch the condition at an early stage, which is easier to treat than the serious complications that can develop. So, of course, you want to check your skin often at least once a month and point out any warning signs or concerns to your doctor. And really, the bottom line is that if you've taken care of your skin, shield it from the sun, then you're going to protect yourself in a great way from the basal cell carcinoma. And, you know, always want to do that. Use sunscreen. Something I did early on as a young person, and it was just almost when sunscreen wasn't that even that prevalent. But I had family members that had skin cancer, and I saw what happened and just some of the challenges they faced, and it kind of freaked me out as a kid, really. I didn't know anything about health, and I definitely wasn't a physician at that point. But I just knew that I didn't want that. I didn't want people cutting places off my skin, and even though it's not that big of a deal, but when you're younger, you see it, and you're just like, wow, it's kind of a big deal. So anyway, focus on that, taking care of your skin. It's so vital. And from the inside out, make sure you're always using some type of protection. I think that's usually very, very helpful along the way. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Whatever you're struggling with, realize if the body can get sick, it can also get well. So our choices matter every single day. Nathan in Birmingham, he says, how important is vitamin C to a daily diet? And what's the best way to get it? Vitamin C is absolutely critical. It's one of those vitamins which we get in a lot of our foods. But you find vitamin C in just about every cell in the body. And when it leaves the cells or depletes from the cells, we know it because so much can happen. And your immune system can drop. Everything can really drop. So getting the right kind of vitamin C is important. Fruits and vegetables, in my opinion, are one of the best places to get it. And because we don't eat that much of it, we're usually pretty deficient. And supplements can work, and they're fine if you want to do higher dose. But the best form of natural vitamin C are found in fruits and vegetables. And literally, the impact they can have on the body for our overall health, staggering. Coming up, we'll jump in, grab more of your questions. You know, that's some new research I think you want to catch up on. Plus, we're going to get into some social media, so you don't want to miss that as well. All of that is coming up. Go to the website, oncallradio.com. You can check us out there. And look for our lifestyle providers if you need some help in your area. We'll be right back.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal with polypeptide technology from Natural Botanicals to return to a full-body, shiny head of hair. Reveal works for men and women and has a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look for preferred customer discount on Reveal at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Connect with OnCall Radio and watch OnCall TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Members available that can help you do that. If you don't really know where to start, then that's what they're there for. Powerful. When we get on there, and of course, you'll get tips from me, of course, throughout that as well. Heart palpitations and AFib is kind of a hot topic. And I mean, cardiovascular health in general is always on the forefront, making sure that we're making the right moves and you know, again, eating the right kind of foods, exercising the right way. But atrial fibrillation is kind of that flutter that can happen. It's a racing that can happen. And some people think it may be anxiety or a panic attack, or it may be a heart issue. Well, John Day, who's the director of Heart Rhythm Services, it's at Intermountain Medical Center in Salt Lake City. He said, pounding in the chest, difficulty breathing, chest pain and discomfort, feeling dizzy or lightheaded are more panic attack symptoms. And they can overlap with the AFib symptoms. So sudden onset is another cause as well. So either of them can really start at the same time. So how do you know if it's AFib or really a panic attack? Well, a single panic attack can last a few minutes to an hour. And a type of arrhythmia called a supraventricular tachycardia, or an SVT, can make your heart beat as much as 150 to 250 times a minute. This is a heart arrhythmia most likely to be mistaken for a panic attack. An episode of the SVT can last about 5 seconds or until your doctor does something to stop it, they said. So length of time doesn't really distinguish between the two. One difference with AFib, though, is that irregular heartbeat symptoms start and stop suddenly. So with a panic attack, your heart rate slowly returns to normal. Another difference is, just so you know, is that your heartbeat in atrial fibrillation is very erratic. So you have 2 or 3 beats that are super fast, and then 2 or 3 that are slower than 2 or 3, so it'll make different rhythm movements. And with a panic attack, it's going regular, but it's fast. So within a panic attack, it'll be boom, 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 boom. It'll just be steady. But with an AFib, it can change differently. Like a boom, 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 boom. And it just makes a different rhythm. And that's really how a lot of times when you're listening to the heart, that they can kind of figure that out. So, again, go to your physician. The bottom line is, if anything weird starts happening to your heart, and a flutter starts happening or a racing starts happening, you want to call them immediately and make sure and go see them. You know, your doctor. Just get in, get a simple physical exam, have some testing done. All of that can help tremendously in what you're doing there. So the AFib is something you want to keep an eye on. See your doctor. And age, it does matter. But, you know, again, really somebody can have AFib younger, and they can be going through a panic attack. So they both could be happening. You just have to make sure to see the doctor to figure that out. They're going to be the ones that can really, really check it out and give you the clues with the EKG and everything else says. 888-283-7272. Go to the phones and talk with Joan. Hi, Joan. Hello, Joan. You with us? We lost Joan there. Well, we've got Stan in Texas. He wants to know what to do in an email. Send us. Wants to know what to do with strength training. He says that he's been struggling with gaining an extra 15 pounds. And what can he do, he says, to gain some extra weight? It's kind of funny because we always get what to do to lose weight. But, you know, gaining weight is another option, too. Sometimes if you're wanting to put some muscle on and be stronger, which is pretty common as well. A lot of guys are wanting to do that. It's good because, I mean, at the end of the day, if you are thinner and you want to be more athletic, maybe to play sports or just to feel good about yourself, there's ways to do that. And typically I always say you have to go into pretty solid resistance training at least 3 days a week. I think 4 days a week is better, but at least 30 minutes. And you got to push yourself, too. It's not, you can't just go in there and do a bunch of high rep training where you're doing 15, 20 repetitions on bench press or bicep curls or squats. You really want to get in and go for the lower rep range because as you make a muscle stronger, it tears down and it adapts and it becomes larger. It's part of Wolf's Law. So as you go in, whether it's, it doesn't matter if it's a squat or bent over rows or bench press or shoulder press, you want to get, of course, with good form and having someone help you, you want to make sure that you're doing that as to what we call failure. So that's going to about 8-9 repetitions to where that last one, you can barely get it up, just barely. And if you go into that level of fatigue, that's where you start to push the muscle past its limits, and that's enough to get it to grow. So that's the key. Now, your eating habits, I would say working out and exercise, if you're wanting to get bigger and stronger, is probably 20%. And you're eating what you do outside of the gym, 80%. So on the 80%, what does that mean? Well, 5 to 6 meals a day, but still stick with whole foods. Don't eat a bunch of junk food to gain weight. So you still want to do the protein rule, which is 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight, provided there's no kidney issues. And that's going to be enough to give you the lean mass that you need and then to support enough as far as structurally to be able to keep enough muscle and to build. Then, of course, you've got to get about 30% of your diet in healthy fats and then about 40% roughly in carbohydrates. And I like to stick with vegetables, fruits and vegetables, and then, of course, your sweet potatoes, your brown rice, beans, peas. Those are fantastic. So, again, it's about putting a game plan together and being consistent. A lot of that information is at the website as well. But it's another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, in giving with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.